Welcome to Anthropole. Today's guest is noted scientist Stephen J. Hawkins, a professor of science at Prince Center of Advanced Studies. His work includes subatomic particle research, as well as outer space theories. Mr. Hawkins will be communicating with us through a speech synthesizer due to the absence of vocal abilities. We will have a short interview and then take some calls from no doubt space enthusiasts and physics majors. Welcome, Mr. Hawkins, and thank you for coming to our show.
You are welcome.
I see you were born in Prescott, England, son of a devout pastor. Give us some insight how you became interested in math and science.
I've been interested in physics since I was a young boy in England.
Now, what makes physics interesting to a young boy?
What makes physics interesting to a young boy is the space in between possible and impossible.
You attended a boarding school in Manchester. There's a defining moment, I believe, when you ask a question about the sun?
A teacher in my boarding school described the sun as a fireball 1,000 times the size of our planet.
And where did you go on to get your thesis?
I did my thesis in Cambridge and then became an associate professor at Princeton Center for Advanced Research.
What is interesting about your work, Mr. Hawkins, is how you span both the atom and outer space. Why don't you tell us something about the mental path that led you to there?
I found it impossible to study outer space without first understanding subatomic particles and their unique makeup. For instance, consider the relationship between waves on the ocean and radio waves. They are completely different concepts bound by precisely the same scientific principle.
I see. Now let's take some callers. We have Gary from Tennessee. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. You're that dude in the wheelchair, talks about black holes and carries on about weird things in space.
What is your question, caller?
Okay. All right. If you took like a junk car and threw it in a black hole, could they ever like trace the vehicle identification number?
Any object approaching an even horizon will indeed undergo a dramatic transformation. The enormous pressure of a black hole would crush the junk auto into spaghetti.
Spaghetti? Why are you talking about spaghetti? I asked you a serious question, man.
I believe Mr. Hawkins was speaking metaphorically.
You sound crazier cross-eyed.
You sound like an Appalachian-style hick.
Shut up.
Why don't you go eat some possum grits, you fucked up hick?
I'll come down there and jerk your skinny ass out of that wheelchair.
If I could get out of this wheelchair, I'd kick your ass. You hillbilly son of a bitch. Shut your ass up. Don't fuck with me, it ain't worth it. Stupid fucker.
Let's go on to the next caller. Go ahead, you're on Anthropole.
Ask Mr. Hawkins, he related to Screaming Jay Hawkins.
You want to answer that?
I am not genetically related to your Screamin' Jay Hawkins, but we share the identical surname.
You sound cool, little dude. I know you studied a lot in college. Practically lived in college all your life, didn't you?
I don't think Mr. Hawkins quite understands your question.
Please wait while I activate the Jive module on my speech synthesizer. Now it's ready, I believe. Slide me some skin, motherfucker. If you want to ride, don't ride the white pony. I gots to get down to the club and watch me some white bitches get naked as hell, son.
Okay, so did you make it with the ladies, and are you a player?
No, I am not particularly a player, but I do get to the club on occasion.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You being a scientist on campus over there, I bet you all get some good smoke.
I needs me a pack of Chesterfields and a 40-ounce bro.
Nah, I mean get a hold of some good smoke.
I be trying to find me some of that good smoke, okay, bro? I also studied interplanetary travel on that herb, son. Jam, jam, jimmy, jam, jimmy, jimmy, jam, jam, jam on.
What you gonna do now? You going down to club?
I don't know what I'm gonna do tonight.
Okay, thank you, caller. Let's go on to another.
Yeah, man. I'm Moonbeam from Berkeley. Our professor here at UCB is trying to counter your black hole theory with a white bump theory. What do you think about that?
Somebody better shut their ass up out there. I think you might be some kind of a son of a bitch.
Okay, goes like this. The white bump theory has an inverse relationship with your black hole in a transducery function over the value of one.
That sounds like some fucked up shit, man. I think I'm going to cut a great big fart. Perrrrrt. That's funny.
I think that just about does it for us here. Thank you, Mr. Hawkins. Our guest has been Mr. Stephen J. Hawkins from Prince's Center of Advanced Studies. Thank you for tuning in, Anthropole.